And joining me live over the phone this morning, and we talk with him on a monthly basis, Director Brian Nesbick with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Good morning, Director Nesbick. How are you today?
Good, Duke. How are you doing?
Hey, hanging in there. It's been a dry winter so far up to this point across the state of Wyoming. So hopefully a little snow coming.
I'm hoping for some snow. You bet. It's that way across most of the state.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time this morning to join us. And, well, some changes affecting the Lincoln County and Bridger Valley area of the Wyoming Game and Fish, with the new commissioner announced, Ken Roberts from Kemmer, being announced by Governor Gordon to fill a vacancy for District 3 commissioner. But before we talk about Ken, I wanted to give you a chance to speak about the previous commissioner, Mike Schmidt, who is also from Lincoln County in the LaBarge area.
Yeah, you bet. So I'm very grateful for Mike's service to the commission. He was very, very passionate about wildlife, and he was involved in a lot of different initiatives for the department and the whole state, and I really appreciate his service.
Well, you know, as that transition happens, you know, there was I don't know that we can just gloss over the fact that there was a little controversy there with the way things ended for Mike, and you know, it would be probably a disjustice to him to just gloss over it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike has said Mike did a great job, and certainly there's, you know, these kind of changes happen sometimes, and I think it's just very appropriate today to honor the great job that Mike did.
Well, as we look now at Ken Roberts, I understand that he's been appointed. He still needs to, for that Senate confirmation to take place later on. But tell us about Kenneth Roberts serving in the court system for Lincoln County, and tell us what led to him being chosen to fill in that replacement for District 3.
Well, Ken is certainly, first of all, very well-respected, longtime resident of Lincoln County, and well-known, and he's an avid sportsman, has a lot of interest in wildlife conservation and just game and fish issues in general, and has a good pulse on, you know, local sportsmen and local people that are interested in wildlife. So, you know, I had a great opportunity to interact with Ken last week, and I think Commissioner Roberts is going to be a great addition to the commission.
Let's talk more about how the leadership organization is set up for the Game and Fish, because unless you're in it, maybe I'm learning it through this whole transition, how it's set up myself. So unless you're in it, maybe you don't realize, but I understand that there's several districts around the state with the commissioner, and then there's a commission president, and then of course there's director of you. Just walk us through the leadership organization for the Game and Fish.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are seven districts around the state, and they were originally established by judicial district. And so there's, by statute, there's a requirement that the governor appoints a game and fish commissioner from each one of those districts. And then, it rotates by county. So, there can't be back to back appointments from the same county, and it rotates. In most districts, there's either three or four counties. And so, you know, from Lincoln County, I believe the next place it goes is, down to Uinta County. And then it rotates around Sweetwater, Sublette, and back to Lincoln. So they're 6-year terms, and a commissioner can only serve 6 years. Like I said, they're all appointed by the governor. And then the director of the department is also appointed by the governor, but the governor is informed by the commission, because the commission provides a list of three names to the governor for consideration when there's a need to appoint a new director.
Gotcha. Okay. So, which obviously is how you came into play, right, as the director. So the governor appointed Ken Roberts as well as this new commissioner, but I'm sure that you had, that he listened to some advice from you and the rest of the commission on this appointment, correct?
Well, the governor regularly consults with the commission and with me on several wildlife issues, and certainly appointments on the commission is one of those things.
Again, with Director Brian Nesbick this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. So what is the role of a commissioner then? What will Commissioner Roberts be doing with the Game and Fish?
So it's actually, you know, I'm very proud of the commission form of governance and how it's over the years worked really well for wildlife conservation, not only in Wyoming, but in many, many states. And really their role is to provide oversight and, oversight of department policy and department budget, and then also to promulgate regulations. So For example, when seasons are set, that's something that is recommended by the department, but it's approved by the commission. When there are new regulations that either need to be rescinded or need to be promulgated, those go to the commission, and ultimately they make the decision on which regulations will become law in Wyoming specific to game and fish, and their scope is very narrow, just to game and fish regulations. So it's a good way to provide, since wildlife conservation and management is complex, it provides a group that provides a little bit of separation between politics and on-the-ground science, and also provides an opportunity for people, you know, a group to get educated and to become subject matter experts on wildlife management. And so it's worked well since Wyoming had the very first commission in the country back in the early 1900s, and it's worked well since then.
Director Brian Nesvik, director of the Wyoming Game and Fish, joining us this morning. Well, director, I appreciate your time as always. Let's transition into some other topics. I understand you had some other things you wanted to mention this morning while you're on the air with us.
Hey, you bet. So I just, you know, we've had a lot of complex and contentious issues that have a lot of citizen interest across our state that have come up over the last, 10 years or so, dealing with licensing and access and things like preference points and a whole myriad of different topics that have certainly been discussed, but really no change has been implemented for a long time. And so through a cooperative effort between the legislature and the governor and the commission and the department, there's a new group that's been formed, 18 members from folks from across the state that are going to be charged with first of all, identifying which topics are best to address, but then spending about a year studying those and provide some recommendations to the legislature or the commission or the governor, depending on who has the authority to affect those recommendations. So I'm excited about that. It's a great group. There's, like I said, very diverse interests represented, and I think they'll probably begin their work here after the legislative session and probably towards the early part of the summer. Their work will probably last for about a year. So I think it's an exciting time for folks to, for a group that's interested to really study these issues hard and also listen to the public. All of their meetings and all of their process is going to be heavily shaped by public input. And so the public's going to have an opportunity to sit in there with during these meetings and provide their feedback.
Director, I think there's a great idea. Is there a place that a listener could go to find out who's on this committee or who's on this group, and what is the name of the group?
Yeah, so right now it's called the Wyoming Wildlife Task Force, and there's some information on our website about it, the members and who was identified and ultimately approved by the leadership of the legislature, the governor, the commission, and myself.
That's Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the SVI Radio Network. Director, I've got Commissioner in my head from earlier. But, Director, anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, that's great, Duke. I appreciate the time. And I think it's our second time this year. So I probably said Happy New Year last time. But I hope, like the rest of us, that we see some moisture come from this little storm event that's coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. We could definitely use some. Director, appreciate your time as always, and we'll touch base again next month.